It's August 20th, 2016. It's Saturday, about 5:35 p.m. I'm on the Devil's Punch Bowl hike, which is a little under 14 miles from the Devil's Punch Bowl parking, county park parking lot, and then you walk along this trail up and down into a couple of canyons to South Fork Campground. Everything's dry, and so the three streams that I normally cross, or two of them for sure. But hey, when it's all everything's going good and the rain is not being shut off from this area with HARP and artificial high pressure domes, and the aerosol moisture dispersant, with the excess rain forming nuclei in the air, you just don't get rain because you have too many nuclei with these nanoparticulate metals, and then they can be microwaved to get hot and rise. Well, this is all fucking science, and we're all guinea pigs, and the forest is dying. But I'm here today because of a 50 square mile fire that started last Tuesday called the Blue Cut Fire. It's not contained yet. And so my access to Highway 2 and this higher elevation hike was made much more complicated, just not doable today. And so I'm down in the heat. It was 83 or maybe 84, something like that, and rising when I got to the parking lot at about noon today. And I just grunted out this thing. I'm doing it. A couple things I'm happy for. I've got this 65-liter Baltoro, I believe. It's a Gregory backpack, but it has a 65-liter capacity, which is larger by far than in any of my other backpacks. But what it's ideal for is, if you're in a climate where it's very cold in the morning, you got bulky items, and then if you're continuing to hike into the day and it's in the 60s or higher later, and you want to be in just a t-shirt or a light windbreaker, and you want to take off a couple layers of down or something, that this pack will hold those balled up clothing for you. But in my case, I think it's a 45 liter. I've got another pack, two of them, called the ADZE, A-D-Z-E, also by Gregory. And it might be a 45 liter, but for me to put enough water in there, it's hard. I mean, I can, but then it's just poking out of the top, and this thing is got massive amounts of room. And so I packed 5 40-ounce stainless containers of distilled water, and then one 64-ounce distilled water container, also stainless, by Clean Canteen. It's a hiking bottle gear, lightweight stainless, but it doesn't leach BPA or any taste into the water. It doesn't leach out anything into the water because distilled is a hungry fluid. It pulls stuff out of whatever it's passing through. Had some cotton mouth along the way, and I think all the distilled I'm drinking is and the sweating is helping that. I definitely feel like I'm purifying up here. Air doesn't look that great. And there are some questionable clouds that may have been some spraying today, but not too much spraying. It's mostly haze from the fire. The firefighters report that they are amazed. The seasoned veteran firefighters report that they are amazed at the ferocity and the speed at which this blue cut fire has progressed, and and it's just the elephant in the living room again. No one wants to look at the sky and consider what is in the soil, in the air column, covering the plants, in their root systems, in their, in their vascular systems. It's all this nanoparticulate aluminum, which is a fire accelerant, and it is a desiccant. And plus the no rain, everything's just, this is just dry tinder. It's waiting for a match. It is a fire waiting to happen everywhere you look. On the 15 northbound, I was looking on either side of the freeway where the fire had touched the freeway and actually had stopped traffic. They had to close it for a day or so, which was it's a major artery, and to have it shut down caused chaos. Probably a million semis a day. Well, how many semis a day go on it? 50,000? Something like that. It's in the thousands, probably the tens of thousands on a daily basis. It's that heavily trafficked a highway. And so to have it be closed for any amount of time is disastrous for the economy and the surrounding communities that traffic is diverted through. Couple things. One is I'm driving today. It's probably got up to 90 or something. And, I'd say 88 minimum, but probably higher. And so I found myself sitting down and resting more often than usual. So I think when it's cool weather and I'm feeling good and there's nothing holding me back, I can get from the parking lot to, I can travel the 6.7 miles one way to the Big Rock Creek, which it runs through the runs alongside the South Fork campground in 2.5 to 3 hours, I believe, when I'm just trucking along and no waiting. But today, it was a full, 3 hours and 45. So let's call that an hour delay, just due to my dealing with the heat down here. The upside is that I sweat a lot more. So although I do sweat for sure up on Mount Williamson, which is 2,000 or 3,000 feet higher up. I think the sweating was more intense here, and which is good. I don't have a problem with that. And I want to say that the 15 or more times that I've, maybe it's only 15 times. Let's say I did Mount Williamson 15 times this summer. In terms of round trip, going up and down, whatever it is, getting up there, one day at Mount Williamson, regardless of what my route is, I think I was up there 15 different times this summer. And what it did was two things. One is it strengthened my quadriceps, my climbing muscles, my leg climbing muscles considerably. Also, my tolerance for pain and aerobic strain. It definitely strengthened me. I think the last time I tried this hike, I did not feel as strong or fit as I did today. I have a long ways to go, but I'm happy that this summer was not for naught. And I had meetings this past week, and I'm happy that I invested as much time as I did in my health this summer. It was from July on, for the most part, it was priority number one. Everything else was a second. You know, movie collecting, music collecting, responding to emails, and so forth and so on. So that was good today. I still have a lot of weight to take off. What I can say with, you know, with a fair amount of happiness here is that, you know, the low point that I saw this summer in terms of weight, let's say from June on, was a 216.0 last, might have been last, let's say Friday night, or when I coming back from, Mount William, my Mount Williamson hike. And I'm happy to say though is a couple days ago, maybe it was Thursday night, I got back from Joshua Tree and I weighed 216.5. And the following morning I weighed 217.0. So those numbers are all looking good. I'm happy about that. And I just need to redouble my, you know, keep it up and get down another 10 or 15 pounds, please. It's better for my heart, better for my gut, better for my joints, better for my, how I look when I'm wearing clothes. I don't like having my gut spill over my belt. And that will stop. That will definitely stop when I've lost some more weight. So although, you know, and I was looking pretty healthy, you know, certainly, you know, compared to where I was, I believe, in May. And the great challenge this year is that, you know, we all know that I don't want to be at the school I'm at that location. Not at all. You know, I'm there another year, which will put it at 3 years. It means I'm tenured now. And it will show some stability in my employment. And you know, that can't hurt. And you know, I'm making decent money this year. And but the problem is, again, that cellular tower and near work. And this week, it's been hard, very hard for me. And last night, the way it feels is I get home and I don't have energy. And certainly my brain, looking at the TV, I shut down. I can't tolerate the stimulation. That happened a couple times this week, where that didn't happen at all this summer, where I had always some nervous system, central nervous system reserve in my brain, you know, of energy to handle this additional input that I didn't need, but it wasn't something I couldn't tolerate. And but no, this week it was, I had definitely, you know, I was down on the, what do you call it, you know, running on empty in terms of my subtle energy system. And I just needed to shut down and go to bed, and so I did. And my hike on Thursday, what was concerning was the, you know, all I have is a 6 mile round trip walk. Yes, it was in the 90s, and it's not a pleasant environment to walk in Joshua Tree, but it was very difficult. I was exhausted by work, and so I ended up just lying down and resting a couple of times and going only, let's say, you know, instead of 6 miles, maybe I went 4 or so. I don't think that would have been the case had I been lounging at home all day and then went hiking. I think I would have been able to make it. And then today, the question mark going forward is, how much exercise will I be able to have, will I be able to achieve this year on the Saturdays I'm devoting to my physical and spiritual renewal? Because I have to be doing this, period, end of story. This has to be central to my week schedule. I am dying at that job, and so I'm definitely, I have a lot set out for me for tomorrow. You know, Sunday's my one day of the week I have off. You know, if you consider this exercise routine as a non-negotiable obligation of mine, then it's Sunday that is in play, and that has to be extremely well-focused, you know, time spent on my schoolwork. Especially when I have a boss that doesn't want me doing any paperwork at all during the day. My last two employers, and then in Hawaii, I was able to get an hour a day at my computer, even though kids were present. For various reasons, I was able to get that time. I don't have that in my current assignment, and so I have to kind of create it. But I've got a couple of unsupportive, two of the three people I'm working with, they're not very supportive, and they're known as problematic staff people, and I've got them, and it's just going to be hard to find a way that's in balance. But you know, if it takes me 5 hours to do an IEP, to write up the paper, to do the paperwork, print out all the digital forms, summarize all the present levels of functioning for the kid, etc. You know, it's just too bad it's got to happen on my own time. So much. I'm not happy about that. But I have to be keeping up this hike. I mean, it's given where I was last year in terms of my rising blood pressure and weight and gut developing. It's absolutely critical that I find some way to burn some calories. And so here I am. And I'm hoping that, you know, the extra 1,500 calories, or I bet that a significant hike like this could be on a Saturday, could be responsible for an extra 1,500 to 2,000 calories burned. You know, that also includes the speeded up metabolic rate that results from this exercise. But, you know, compared to a sedentary Saturday where I'm not hiking, I think this is, this is going to make a difference. And then if you subtract, let's say, the number of calories I would have burned from a hike in Joshua Tree on Sunday, I'm still going to call this a net benefit of at least 1,000 calories a week over what I was doing before. Maybe, you know, 1,500 calories. You know, this is just a much more intensive use of my body and mind. So over time, this ought to have a continued, you know, either I'll stabilize or I'll lose weight, you know, assuming I'm able to make good food choices at school. And so far, I have been able to do that. I've kind of looked longingly at a couple of hamburgers just because I was tired, but I haven't succumbed. I had one cup of juice, orange juice, which is a pretty low quality product that they've got, but it's all natural, but it's also all sugar, and it's pasteurized. No bueno. So here I am. So this, I'm going to stop in a second to get some water, drink more water here. But I'll say it again, that this hike is going to help me lose weight and or maintain. Don't want to be going over 220 again. That is a bad, bad number for me. And also increase my willpower, which I will talk about it on the other side. Let me pause it right now. Okay. Let me wrap this up because I've got a pretty gnarly ascent coming up here. But what's nice right now is that being, I don't know, 5:45 or whatever it is, because I paused for some water, changed my shirt, a few other things. Is I've taken off my jacket, I've taken off my pants. I'm just wearing nylon boxers. These Ex Officio is a brand, but they hold you pretty tightly, but they're pretty good at stopping my thighs from rubbing together. It's, you know, provides a pretty smooth surface to rub against, because my thighs do rub some as I walk. I've also got mentholatum in my bag if I need a little mentholatum on my legs, but haven't used that in quite some time. Yeah, and my hat, this wide-brimmed hat, and my sunglasses are both put away. At this time of the day, the hat is hanging on some straps at the rear of my backpack. And so I feel, you know, a lot more, you know, open and receptive to the environment, even though it's just pretty brutal around here. Everything is in bad shape. The last point I wanted to make was will. The last few months of the school year, last year, my willpower was tanking. It took me a lot more effort to get anything done. And, you know, I mean, you know, 3 hours instead of 1 hour to do the same task. It just felt like that. And there was some evidence. Just, you know, it was definitely the case. I was becoming decreasingly productive. But on top of that was a fraying, an undoing of the connection between my body and mind, where my body was under almost constant assault by my mind to do X, Y, and Z, and my body was not responding. It had no native force. My battery was like tapped out. It was drained. I had nothing to give, it felt. And so, you know, what I found with these 6-hour hikes I've been doing at the higher elevations is that my willpower, my ability to have my body and mind cohere and attend to a common focus was strengthened. And so right now, I'm a little stronger than I was, I believe, in June. You know, there's still a lot of headwinds I'm facing in terms of EMF exposures at my house. You know, unfulfilled professional aspirations in terms of the location of my work. And then certainly, you know, the ongoing undermining of my health in my workplace, given its proximity to that cellular tower. I don't know where I'm going to go from here, but this hike and hikes like it on a weekly basis, which is all I can afford right now, once a week when I'm working, you know, I'm hoping that, again, some coherence of my body-mind will hold sway, and that I'll be more productive, or as productive as I need to be, and that I will get through this year successfully in terms of my workplace, you know, how I'm received at work, because I do need a few key people to speak well of me, and they do right now, and I want that to continue. And then health. I desperately need to maintain my weight. And if I could end this year, you know, weighing 205 instead of 225, that would be a pretty nice point to be at. And that's what I'm shooting for. You know, I would say now my low weight for this school year, since it's begun, was 216.5. So I'm going to be tracking it from there, over and out.